You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. The problem of lead poisoning might be even bigger than the numbers show. In some cities, the housing boom is adding to the problem. Families and property owners are renovating old homes or tearing down the homes to rebuild, homes that have lead paint on them. All that construction is creating a lot of lead dust in the environment. Here to talk with us more about this is Mayor of Emeryville, John Bowders. John, what about all this building that's happening all around us? What is the risk there?
There's a substantial risk. You know, lead is a metal, so even in small particulate matter, it's not going to dissolve in the environment. It doesn't go away on its own. And when you take off siding of an old house, when you scrape paint without proper lead-safe practices, you're basically exposing the environment openly to lead hazards, and children are extremely susceptible to ingesting those in different ways.
So then there's a housing boom in Emeryville. I would assume then this is an increasing problem then.
Yeah, it's something that we have to be extremely careful about. As people come in and want to renovate or tear down old homes, dilapidated properties, we have several in our city still, and build more modern housing, which is a positive thing to do. We just need to do the demolition in a very safe and responsible manner to ensure that we don't expose children and other vulnerable populations to a lead-based risk.
And so that is like what? Like just walking down the street with my kids and there's demolition happening. Like the dust comes into, how does it work?
Yeah, it can be a number of different ways. For children, it's pretty tactile. So if you think for a moment, just imagine that you have your living room window open on a summer day and your neighbor is doing construction or renovation, dust is in the air, it floats through, it lands on your floor, your windowsill. All of us have come out to an open window and seen, you know, the layer of dust that we get or dirt that we get living in an urban environment. And children who are prone to be tactile will put their fingers in it, put their fingers in their mouth.
It
takes less than, if you were to cut a penny into a million pieces, it takes less than two of those 1 million pieces to poison a child. So it's not much.
So that's the problem. What are some of the solutions that you have introduced to deal with it?
Yeah, so locally, the state is doing a number of good things and looking at some interventions, but locally, we wanted to be more proactive. So the city of Emeryville last year adopted a lead-safe remediation ordinance. And essentially, all we did was we took existing federal law. So the EPA actually requires that under the RRP rule, which is the renovation, repair, and painting rule, requires that certain structures built pre-1978 that have a certain amount of renovation or repair done to them be demolished or repaired in a certain lead-safe manner. So HEPA vac is used, specific types of tarping are used to prevent the blowing of dust essentially into other places.
What's a HEPA vac?
A HEPA vac is the type of vacuum that has the ability to filter special particulates from the air, different than your home household vacuum would do. So it essentially, it magnetizes and pulls out particulates that are particularly harmful, and that can include lead. So it basically greatly reduces those and other particulate matters from being freeborn into the air, into the environment. So under, you know, lead safe practice rules, you essentially tarp an area you're working in and you run a special vacuum inside the area, which continuously cleans the air that you're within, and the air never escapes out into the environment. Everyone is supposed to be doing this, but the truth of the matter is that here in the western region of the EPA, there are about 150,000 such renovations a year, and there are only two people who are in EPA Region 9 who serve as enforcement. So they only respond to the most egregious cases where a child has become extremely poisoned. And so we looked at it as a city and said, well, what are we going to do to prevent this from happening in the first place? We have one of the higher lead poisoning incidence rates. And so what we did is we're actually, we gave a year's notice to the construction and development community, but we are essentially requiring that you produce proof of your compliance and training for lead safe remediation in advance of being able to pull a permit for a type of demolition or repair that would fall under the rule. So we're going to know who's doing the work, and we're going to know that you're qualified to do the work.
What have you been hearing from the contractors?
You know, mixed things. Most people don't seem to be too bothered by it. A lot of them, especially the good ones who you want doing the work for you, know it's their obligation. And so they've trained their employees and they have the certificates. We had a couple who said, oh, I wouldn't do business there. But you have to ask yourself, if you're a homeowner or you're a resident who lives close to children, you know, is it more important that you have a healthy environment and your kids aren't exposed to a really serious and dangerous risk, or that somebody avoided a $75 training that they have to get once every 5 years. It seems like a pretty pretty stark difference for me. So,
So Emeryville is a small city. Do you think all the bigger cities around the Bay Area, is this easy for them to do as well?
Yeah, I would love to see our neighbors join us in doing this. It's the classic, you know, prisoner's dilemma. If everybody holds out and nobody does it, nothing changes. If everybody does it, everything changes. And I think, you know, what we're trying to exemplify is that we are prioritizing the health of our children and our community first. And we believe this is something that can easily be implemented. If every city was requiring this certification up front, the reality would be that people who want to do business at a time when business in this area is booming would get certified and they would be engaged in these practices. And in fact, a lot of the construction workers miss out on this too, because they take the dust home on their clothes and they throw their pants and their shirt down at the laundry room when they go home, and they expose their own children. In fact, that's one of the most overlooked groups of people who get lead poisoned, is children who live in a home where a person works on these types of repairs and isn't engaged in a lead safe practice.
So you think Emeryville is a leader, a pioneer here?
I hope that others will follow our lead on this. We're pleased to be at the forefront of this issue. And the city of Emeryville was an industrial city for a very long time. And in the aftermath of that, through our redevelopment and renaissance into, you know, a commercial and residential hub at the, you know, eastern foot of the Bay Bridge, we have a very intimate understanding of what it means to do environmental remediation. We've remediated most of our city over the last 25, 30 years. Of a lot of toxins, not just lead. And so our experience with that and our commitment to improving environmental quality and life on the Bay for everybody is something that we hope others will join in and share with us.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.